You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's start in the West, and I think maybe it might be best to get a look from Canada on into the United States. Can you do that for me, please?
Canada's southwestern prairies will likely get some much-needed moisture as we go forward through this next five-day period. This precipitation is going to come from several weak weather disturbances, but over the 5 days, we'll see a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture occur in areas that had been suffering from chronic dryness. In fact, the past two summers have been drought-stricken for the southwestern part of Alberta and southwestern Saskatchewan. In fact, a much larger portion of the prairies has been suffering from dryness, and only a portion of it is going to get relief. But these rain and snow events are going to bring moisture, and the frost is out of the ground now, so there's a pretty good chance that there'll be a sufficient amount of moisture soaking into the topsoil in order to support planting, germination, and emergence once it warms back up again. It will be cool up that way for a little while in the coming week. In the U.S., of course, the biggest problem we're having right now is just the high frequency of weather systems moving across the key Midwestern and Delta crop areas. The ground is saturated or nearly saturated in much of this region, and it's just not getting enough dry and warm days stacked up in a row to firm up the ground enough for aggressive fieldwork to take place. It's actually been drier than usual so far this month in the central plains, eastern Colorado, into parts of Iowa and northwestern Illinois, into southern Wisconsin have actually reported very low precipitation totals for the month, but it's still been raining on a routine basis, keeping the ground favorably moist. The majority of the Midwest, of course, has been seeing much more significant precipitation, and it's going to continue to do so for the next 10 days with very little opportunity for more than a few days of drying at a time. And in most cases, the drying is going to occur while temperatures are just seasonably mild to warm, and that's going to make it difficult to get aggressive with the drying trend. We're hoping that in days 11 through 15, the forecast models will change their tune here of the next two or three days, and we'll go into a little bit of a drier biased period. A ridge of high pressure has been suggested that will be building up across the Midwest, and if that verifies, it should shift the wettest conditions farther to the north, giving the lower Midwest and Delta a break from the wet weather. But this is still going to occur late in the first week of May. And in Europe, there's still a lot of rumors out there about drought this year, and last week, I was fighting off the rumors about drought across the heart of the European continent. Today, it's a rumor about drought in the Black Sea region. Both of these areas are going to do okay with their production this year. The European continent will have a problem with dryness again in June, but right now, it's a little dry across the heart of Europe, and that's going to go away as we go forward through the next week to week and a half. And in the case of Ukraine and neighboring areas of southern Russia, those areas have already been dealing with dryness for the past 2 years, and the odds are fairly good that they're going to come out of this with a good chance for some timely precipitation coming and going as we get into May and early June. And I cannot get on this drought bandwagon, so be careful of the rumors that you might hear over the next few weeks.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Wednesday afternoon. Helps us to wrap up this edition. You can always hear the whole of the program again on our website at willag.org. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.